It's been a terrible year.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah. Colorado's had it really rough compared to other places.
And then I heard the other day that a couple of days ago, Walsenburg is in stage 4, which means that there's no outside watering whatsoever.
Yeah.
And they share water with Levita Sea. Yeah. It runs down from down Kachera Creek down to Walsenburg. This area here, we're allowed to water 2 hours a day, 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could get worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just up in Beulah, and it's terrible up there.
If we don't get some snowpack this winter, we're all going to have to move to the Sahara someplace where it'll be cooler.
Right. Let's see. Did you, when you were, well, let me ask about those adobe houses. Did they have closets for clothing, or?
Most of them didn't. They just usually just would hang a curtain across a corner. That was their closet, something for just a little privacy. Okay. People in those days never had the wardrobes we have nowadays.
They right.
They didn't have didn't need a very big closet.
Okay. And so they didn't need a dresser or anything like that?
Well, a lot of them had dressers, yeah.
But okay.
As they, the family got more able to provide things for the rest of the family, while they acquired the better niceties of life.
Okay. I noticed this is some type of stove here.
That's a wood burning,
burning stove. Do you use that much?
Mm-hmm. Very efficient.
In the winter?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then with the fan, see why it...
Yeah. Does it get very dirty? Do you have to...
No.
What do you have to do with that?
Just once a day when you clean the ashes out, and it's a very fuel efficient.
Yeah. Does this pipe ever get clogged up at all?
No.
Okay.
Once a year, it's just about as dirty as what you can see there. Once a year, we try to clean the pipe and the flue.
You ever get that creosote that it collects in pipes? Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, that comes from certain kinds of wood that you've burned the wood with a lot of pitch in.
Okay, so you're just trying to...
Yeah. In fact, my sons won't install that stove.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's real nice.
What? Yeah, that's quite a stove.
Were there storage units, well, I guess not in those, well, maybe in those adobe houses, but in other houses around here called attics?
Attics, well, that's in your, above your ceiling level, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of your older houses, some of them, well, you find a lot of flat-roofed houses because they were easier to build.
Right.
And in areas that are arid or semi-arid where the roofs are not so, or you don't get the real heavy snowpack.
Yeah, you don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry about the steep roofs.
Right.
So consequently, there isn't much of a place for an attic.
Right. Okay. I'm also interested in what kind of furniture you used to have in houses around here. Let me first ask you, you got to have bedrooms and a kitchen. What other rooms did you usually have in a house around here?
Usually, most of the families there weren't all that well to do, and they'd have a kitchen, maybe a dining room, bedrooms. That's about the size of it. They'd have maybe a porch or two, front and back.
Yeah.
That's the size of it.
So they might not have a living room there.
They might not have a living room if, when they got to the point of having the living room, why they were uptown. Naturally, you had the customary old outhouse, which is always a necessity any place.
That's right. That's right. When did indoor plumbing become a thing around here?
Oh, indoor plumbing, I would say they started really. In the late 40s.
Okay.